better there than in your lawn.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The sun's coming out. We are at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in beautiful Winchester, Massachusetts this morning. Just a great day for some gardening. Showers coming in beginning of the week, but a day like today, if you're not at a high school or a college graduation, you're going to do some yard work. You've got a beauty, nice and cool. You can do all kinds of digging, and that way when the heat comes, your plants will be in great shape. The gardening industry has changed a lot over the last couple of years, and it's changing continuously with new products, longer-lasting products, safer products. A lot more technology is going into our fertilizers, our insect controls and disease controls, making it a lot safer for you and easier for you. And one of the companies that we talk a lot about, and you've had a lot of great results, is the Espoma company, the company that makes Holly Tone and Plant Tone and Turf Tone, and all organic. Now, this is the third generation from this company, and it's always been organic, always been natural, and just a fantastic product. They have come out with some new products, and we wanted to talk about them this morning. But before we go to the new organic products, I want to introduce John Harrison from the Espoma Company. Good morning.
Paul, good morning. What a pleasure to speak with you, your audience, and my best wishes to all and to all our good friends over at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know this time of the year you're, like me, running around like crazy, talking at the people at the various garden centers, and I'm glad you were able to join us to tell us about some of the new and much safer products that are available. One of the products, John, that before we get to that, is I want you to tell our listeners, because I talk about it a lot, is your new Biotone products and what they do for our plants and how they work.
I'd love to talk about that. The product that is really getting a lot of interest today is a product called Biotone Starter Plus. It's an all-natural plant food. It's been enhanced with a set of microbes that have been proven to improve all aspects of plant growth. And that's regardless of what you're measuring, whether you're measuring root mass or shoot weight or bloom count or yields on vegetable or fruiting crops. It's been proven to enhance that that growth. And then we add to it mycorrhizae, which is a naturally occurring fungi. Now, it's a kind of a hard word to say, but mycorrhizae is how it's pronounced. And it's a fungi that that literally takes root mass and doubles or triples it in size in a very short amount of time. And what that it does is it allows for plants to better withstand the stress of the hot, dry weather that we know comes in the months of July and August, and almost acts as an insurance policy for the plants that we plant in the spring to make it through the summer and survive and thrive.
Well, I'll tell you, John, last fall, I have two Crimson King red maples, one on each side of the entrance of my driveway. They've been in the ground 4 or 5 years now, and they've been making about 6 to 8 inches of new growth every single year, and I've been very, very happy with that. Well, last fall, I had some biotone left that I hadn't used, and I figured, well, I didn't want to bring it into the tool shed, so I spread it around my two Crimson King maple, probably about 3 inches in diameter, and I probably gave them a couple of pounds each. And this year, these red maples have made 18 inches of new growth, more than double what they have every single year since I've planted it. And even my next door neighbor this year said, what did you do to your tree? How come it's so thick and full this year? And the only thing different that I did was I gave it that biotone plant growth, and it's just unbelievable.
Well, I can't, what a great endorsement, and it's an endorsement based upon the use of the product. You know, nothing's better than word of mouth. And it's true, the biotone microbes absolutely improve all aspects of plant growth. And that's why one of the things that we did for the year 2009 is we took the step to apply that microbe set to all of our blended plant foods. So when you buy an Espoma, what we call a tone plant food, it's going to have that biotone bacterial inoculant sprayed right on it. So everyone who uses the product will get that benefit.
It's just fabulous. I can't rave enough about this. And, you know, I keep telling everybody, it's natural, it's organic, it's safe. If you put a little bit too much on, you don't have to worry about it burning. But it's just a great product overall. And when you see what I saw on my Crimson King maple this year, it's just incredible to go from 6 to 8 inches to 15 to 18 inches. And it was just because I applied it last fall. It's incredible.
Well, it's just the power of the biotone microbes. What they do is they work to get nutrients and water into the plant more efficiently, whether it's a tree or a bedding plant or a rose bush or what have you, and the result is a bigger, stronger plant, faster.
Unbelievable. Now, your company is totally organic, and you were telling me when I talked to you last week that you have some new products that will take care of diseases, insects that you can use on all kinds of different plants. And unlike traditional products, they are organic. Tell us about that.
Well, we 3 years ago, we went down the path of developing the Earth Tone line of natural active pesticides. And what we wanted to do was give gardeners alternative products comprised of natural active ingredients that would be as effective at solving problems in the garden as their synthetic counterparts. And we started with some ready-to-use, ready-to-spray pesticide products, and it's really grown from there. There's a couple that I'm particularly excited about. First one is our what we call Earth Tone 3-in-1 Disease Control, and it's a natural active, a natural contact insecticide, and a natural fungicide combined in one spray so the user can, for instance, treat roses, which are susceptible to things like black spot and powdery mildew and get aphids and other insects, with one effective spray to eliminate those problems. And they can do it with a natural active that's a little easier on the environment than some of the synthetic products. So, yes, we're excited about our Earth Tone line of natural active pesticides. This year we've developed and this is something I'm afraid your listeners are going to have to deal with relatively soon because of the cool, wet weather we're having. It's going to bring on the slugs, and the slugs are going to come out and start eating everything, whether it's hosta or bedding plants or what have you. The new product we introduced for 09 was the Earth Tone Slug and Snail Control, which is, again, a natural active product that people can put out in their garden. The slugs come in and they eat it. They stop feeding immediately, and then they are prevented from destroying the valuable landscape plants. So yes, we're excited about the control products that we've introduced over the last three seasons.
Now, the old fashioned slug and snail baits, the active ingredients, were things like formaldehyde, which was wicked, wicked poison. So if you had a dog or a cat, you always had to be concerned that if they got into the garden, sure, you were killing the slugs and the snails, but you could hurt your animals.
That's the whole reason to be, so to speak, for the Earthtone Slug and Snail Control. The first-generation products, as you said, were primarily for slug control, was a product called metaldehyde. And while it was very effective at controlling the slugs, it was also, unfortunately, very poisonous to the family pets. And so it's up to the point where the people that produce those products today have to actually label them with tremendous cautionary statements because of that concern. There is no concern over the safety of the slug and snail control, the Earthtone slug and snail control, or our step-up product, the slug and slug control, for the family pets. Their safe to use in areas frequented by your pets and your kids, and convenient, easy-to-use granular products that effectively control the problem and are much safer to use than their alternative.
Now, the old-fashioned products to control slugs and snails, there was one for flowers and shrubs and then another one for the vegetable garden. With your product, can you use them both?
There's no precautions at all or no preclusions of using it around food crops. You can sprinkle it in and around the vegetable garden. The idea with most slug baits is to use them in a band around a protected area or to band them around individual plants to protect them, but you can certainly apply it around areas where you're growing fruits and vegetables without concern.
Terrific. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your information, and we'll call on you again later on during the year. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes. And no, not if you use Scott's GrubX, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. GrubX kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of GrubX is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's GrubX is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. We're trying to give you ideas of some of the new and safer products on the market. And the best way that I have found is to have somebody from the company explain to you what they found and how it works. So that's the reason that we have interviews like this, to keep you informed about the new products on the market. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Wendy on the line, who's calling about Amanda Villa.
Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hi. I have a Amanda Villa that I've babied along for 5 or 6 years, and I've transplanted it twice. It's in a 10-inch pot now. The root, or whatever it is, it looks like almost like from an iris, is showing all on the top of the pot. And
okay.
I've got it outside right now. It's like 6 feet long, and it's got blooms on it, just starting.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, can I transplant it now, or should I wait until the fall when I bring it in?
If you mean you want to put it into a larger pot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, put it into a bigger pot. Whenever I buy a Amanda Villa from a greenhouse, mm-hmm. it will double and triple its size this year. If you can upgrade it to a 12 to a 14, even a 14-inch pot, that Amanda Villa will start to produce new shoots from the root system and get thicker and fuller and give you a lot more branching. And if you get more branching, you're going to get more flowers. The other thing, Wendy, on your Amanda Villa, they're hungry. And if you can feed them every 2 weeks with either something like Neptune's Harvest, and I use the fish and seaweed fertilizer, or Miracle-Gro, every couple of weeks, that Amanda Villa is going to explode. But repot it. If you were digging it out of the ground, then you would want to wait until later. But at this time of the year, you're not going to disturb it at all. and you're going to find that it is going to do even better for you. Because the bigger the pot is, the less likely it is to dry out, because you've got more volume of soil to hold water. More volume of soil to hold fertilizer. Going to give you more roots, more plants, more flowers. Do it. That's your assignment for today. Repot your mandevilla and then give it a good shot of fertilizer, and the sunshine will make it explode. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Harley on the line, who has a problem with moles.
Harley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have heard you talk in the past about castor oil and moles.
Yes.
And I was
yes.
wondering how what the formula is and how to go about doing it. We have
okay.
a problem.
Okay, there are a couple ways. You can either use a liquid or a powder. Now, if you've got a big area, it may be easier to use a drop spreader that you would put down your fertilizer or your lime. And the granular product is called Mole Max, M-O-L-E-M-A-X. It's made by Bonide. And it's a product that you would spread where you have a problem with moles, and especially around perennial beds where you have a lot of roots like hostas and iris and daylilies. Moles love that. You would put it down and then water it in, or you can buy a liquid, something called Mole Go, or there's a product also made by Bonide called Repels All. And these are castor oil-based products. They do not hurt the animals. They will not hurt anything. It works on a principle. When these rodents come in your garden and they dig underground, the castor oil that's in them sticks to their fur. They don't like to feel because it makes their hair all stick together. So they clean themselves by licking their fur. Castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs, and they will not go back into that area once they've been in there a couple of times because they get stuck with it. So either Mole Max, which is a powder, or there's Mole Go, which is a liquid that you apply. But on both products, just spray it with the hose to work it into the ground where the rodents are. If it just sits on the surface, it won't do any good. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies. 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn, and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We are at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, Massachusetts. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. And we've been talking more and more about organics, and I think probably the biggest organic company in the country is, and it's not really known by you or I, but this is one of the largest companies for agriculture called Bradfield Organics. It's a division of Purina, and we're going to tell you about some of the new organic fertilizers that are out there that will help you with vegetables, flowers, and shrubs and trees. And Bill Sandler is joining us from Bradfield Organics. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be here.
My pleasure to have you. I'm so thrilled you were able to join us this morning. Now, Bradfield Organics, it is Purina, right?
Yeah, it's part of the Land O'Lakes Purina Mills organization, and has been part of our team for a little over 6 years now.
So this is not a little company. This is a big-time company. And you've been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, we got to celebrate our over our 100th anniversary here not too long ago. So, yeah, we probably have some longevity to us, which is great.
And Purina's been making fertilizers and pet foods and animal foods for the farmers for years and years. And now you have introduced some really wonderful organic fertilizers. Can you tell us about some of those products that maybe our listening audience is not familiar with?
I'd be happy to. And certainly you jump in if there's some specifics, ones that I'm not maybe covering you think would be key. One of the key parts of, first of all of our fertilizers is that we feel that we, from our animal nutrition background, are probably doing as good a job in feeding the soil, which is the whole concept of organic fertilizers. And with our knowledge of animal nutrition and how that works, it actually kind of works in the soil, kind of like the ones that walk on top, similar to the ones that live so all of our products are based on that concept to have a high quality energy source in them that really allows them to expand this biology, which is way different than traditional composted manure-based kind of products. So that's one real key difference. Another key thing is most of our products have a level of alfalfa in it. Obviously, a corn gluten product wouldn't, but most of the base formulas for roses and tomatoes and lawn care contain alfalfa, which is a key ingredient because it was discovered years ago at Iowa State that alfalfa actually stimulates root development. So what a great way to get a plant off and going, no matter where it is, whether it's in a container or in your yard, in getting better root development. So those are kind of some overlying concepts that we apply. Plus, because we don't use things that are kind of offensive from an odor standpoint, our products are very, very pleasant. You can have bags pop open in the store or use them in your home, and you just don't get any pushback on that. And as more and more people out there, hopefully that are listening to your show today, want to use organics, we know one of the pushbacks has been that, you know, boys, these kind of stink, and the kids bring them in, and I don't want to put them in my flowers and my pots because in the house, and that we've resolved as well. So those three key concepts appear. We've got tomato products. I just put my tomatoes in a few weeks ago again for the fifth year in a row, doing fantastic on the product. We have some website information how to plant. We do a rose product that, again, has done extremely well and is recommended by many rose growers who really get to know the competition side. But probably the big one is lawn care that we do with our 315 and our gluten product. Now, I'm going to ask you a quick question. That's probably not how this is supposed to work. I understand you guys have been a little cool up in that part of the world until maybe just recently. Is that true?
Yeah, the weather's been relatively cool. I mean, this morning, I left my house in Maine to come to Mahoney's, and it was 48 degrees at 4:30 this morning. So, I mean, that's cold for June, I think.
No, I do, too. And what I wanted to let your audience know, the great thing about organic is everybody thinks they're hard to use. On my mind is they're incredibly easy to use because you could have put down organics early and you would have done no harm to anything. They will work when the weather is right to make them work, so you don't lose the effectiveness. If you put down a more of a chemical treatment program, you know, you better make sure it gets down when the plant's growing or the weather's right, rain and all those things. Organics are great because you can put them down when you kind of want to, and if the weather doesn't cooperate, then you're fine because they'll work once the weather warms up. So good news is if it's been cool and you still want to use organics this spring and you haven't made an application of a chemical yet, or even if you did and you still want to switch, this is you're still plenty of time to do it and easy to use. So I think that's another neat aspect of organics that people kind of miss. They think they're kind of hard to use when in reality they're probably actually easier to use.
Now, one thing that, you know, I've always been told that organic fertilizers are slow release, they're natural, but a vegetable garden, you've got such a short window. I mean, you've got basically June, July, August, into September, maybe October, so you really got to push. How often would you use your vegetable or your tomato fertilizer in the garden?
Well, I'm going to hopefully not take up too much time here, but I'm going to try to quickly go through what we do for things that you're transplanting, a little different than what we do for seeds. What I like to do for all my transplants, and tomatoes would be certainly the poster child here, and that is to put our material at the rate of around 1 pound per cubic foot of material, and we like to mix that in with some local compost and some topsoil from the garden, and put that below the plant, and then put the plant on top of that. And generally what happens is if you put about a cubic foot of material underneath that plant and build a really nice hole, that will actually care for that plant for the entire season. Now, if you want to go ahead and make an application again at about 45 to 60 days on the surface, which could even be some corn gluten, we need to get corn gluten out of the lawn care thinking, we need to get it in the garden thinking, that works extremely well. But in our case, the fertilizer will begin to release in about 7 to 10 days as that plant grows through it, and it'll be a nutrient source for it for the next 60 to maybe 90 days. But you can certainly add more to it as you want. My plants will end the season about 9.5 to 10 feet tall. My heirlooms will probably be about 6 to 7 feet tall in our cages, and I will not do anything else the rest of the season for mine. Now, I'm going to tell you why I do that is that I think gardeners can get a little lazy in the end of the season, and I wanted to prove to myself that the product will work even if you don't come in and top dress. I can't imagine how great they'd be if you'd actually come in and do some additional applications.
So you would, if people are going to be applying the fertilizers at the time of planting,
right,
during May, June, you would go back with a top dressing in late July, early August, something
somewhere
like that?
There, yes, because, again, they're not going to burn. They'll react with the soil if we've got the microbiology going. Now, I'll have tomatoes here until frost. Now, I'm lucky that might be here in St. Louis sometime, hopefully, 1st of October. So I've still got another 30 to 60 days easily of getting application. But if I may, now remember, all of us tend to garden in our same spot year after year. So that even if you put an application down, maybe didn't get all you thought you should get out of it, that material remains there in that soil, and it's going to continue to feed and build the biology. So next year when we come back, hopefully our garden is just a little bit better than when we started. So again, these really enhance from year to year, which is really nice as well.
Now, your particular fertilizers, and I know you have some for tomatoes, some for vegetables, some for flowers. We use them in the spring, then again in the late summer. What will that do to the root system of your plant as far as color and and the actual fruit production?
Generally, the way we look at, again, organics is that most soils, believe it or not, are not all that devoid of nutrients. The problem is they're devoid of available nutrients. And so as we feed the biology and the biology begins to work, it will begin releasing the nutrients and begin a symbiotic relationship with the roots and the plant, and then that will make available all the nutrients the plant needs to perform and reach what I call its genetic potential. So everything from roses that are going to have wonderful color because they get their color from both compounds that they make, but they need those base minerals and nutrients from the soil to get them. So flowers, tomatoes, vegetables are all going to respond extremely well. But the key is not just the nutrients we provide, it's bringing that biology back to life, which will then begin to release nutrients throughout the whole system.
Now, once you feed that biology, what's that going to do to the hardiness of that plant as far as fighting off disease problems, fighting off drought problems? If, you know, when we get into July and August and it gets hot and we don't water enough, what's going to happen to that plant because it's eating organic fertilizer instead of a chemical?
Well, the first thing is, and we wish we had more studies. There are more coming out every year from the universities and the different people. The first thing you always have to remember is that most chemical fertilizers in that are salts. So the first thing we've not done if we've fed organically is put salts in the soil, which are going to certainly compound the issue of water and making water available. So that's the first step. The next step is the hope is the organic materials that you've added also are going to be breaking down, which they tend to hold more water. So the first thing we see in a lawn program is which where we've got probably the best data is that we can go anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks longer into a season before we need to begin watering than what a traditional chemical program would occur. Now, I can't say that, Paul, I've got a lot of data immediately on tomatoes, but we have to believe that those same systems are translating over to the rose plants and the shrubs and everything else that you're doing. So that should give you much better water control. Now, on hardiness, there's a lot of new data coming out that says that as plants have always had mechanisms to provide compounds in their system that fight off biting insects, the challenge is that plant has to be growing and get all of its nutrients, and a stress plant is a very classic place that those bugs are going to attack. And so what we find with organics is that we just produce a healthier plant. Now, I always say that won't fight off an infestation, you know, an invasion, so to speak, but it certainly fights off at a level that keeps things going. For example, in my tomatoes, I have like one or two hornworms or caterpillars a year now where I used to get literally 50, 60, 100 of them every year, and I have like 16 to 20 plants. So obviously my plants are now healthier and able to fight off those types of insect damaging.
Wonderful. Bill, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate all your help, and as we get later into the season and things begin to show signs of growing, we're going to have you back on so you can tell us what we can do to really make them strong and productive. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The sun has come out here in Winchester. The doors are open, and people are getting ready to plant. So if you're still reading the Sunday paper, read it tonight. Get down to the garden center, get your geraniums planted, your vegetables planted. And if you're thinking about fruit trees and things, you may have trouble finding fruit trees this year, because I was talking with Mike Mahoney here, and he's told me he's had to order fruit trees 3 times, and they're gone. They still have some here, but he cannot get any more. Blueberries, raspberries, grapes, and things like that, they're just flying out. So if you're going to do vegetables and you want to try fruits and berries, don't wait any longer. Get down to the nursery right now and get them in the ground. Otherwise, you're going to miss the boat. Remember, if you plant an apple tree, it takes 3 to 5 years before you have fruit, but then it lasts for about 50. So the sooner you get it in, the better. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Dave on the line, who's calling about his hibiscus.
Dave, good morning. What's happening with your hibiscus, Dave?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got a hibiscus plant that's about 2 feet, what's happening, I've had flowers all winter and I've still got flowers on it, but a lot of the leaves are starting to fall off. And about 3 weeks ago, I transplanted it into a larger pot. I didn't disturb the root, and I still got flowers on it, but I don't know what's happening.
Okay. Are you feeding it regularly?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is it in the house still, or did you put it outside?
It's in the house.
It's in the house. Okay.
Yeah.
Put it in a south-facing window where it's going to get as much sun as possible. And one of the things that I found out with hibiscus is they are very hungry compared to a lot of other plants. And if you want a thick, bushy, green plant that's going to bloom nonstop. Every time you water, fertilize that plant.
Yes.
And what I've done in the past, and they've been fabulous, is I use Osmocote, little pellets, little BB-sized pellets, and I feed with that, because that will feed that plant for 3 to 4 months every time it gets wet. But I also fertilize with the Neptune's Harvest liquid fertilizer. What I use is the seaweed and fish combination. It costs the same price as the seaweed or the fish, but I get the combination, and it works wonderful. But I do that every 2 weeks, plus the Osmocote. And this time of the year, I put the hibiscus outside. And they'll stay outside until the kids go back to school, and they love it. They love the sun. They love the heat. And outdoors, they'll do beautiful. So try that. Put them outside. Say, hey, summer is here. Make believe that you're in Florida. You're not in New England. You're in Florida. And they'll do wonderful for you. But they're very, very hungry. And if the plant starts to get leggy, if you get a branch that seems to be growing a lot faster than the others and it looks like it's out, prune it back a little bit. Pruning will stimulate more growth, and the plant will be thicker and produce more flowers. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Okay, up next we have Maureen, who has a question about a bush.
Maureen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Actually, I'm sorry about that. Maureen just dropped off the line. Okay, we go to Pam, who has a problem with her roses.
Pam, good morning. How can we help you with the roses this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, I planted a Queen Elizabeth rose bush last year, and over the winter there was some dieback. I pruned the canes back just below the dead wood, but those canes seem to have done nothing. I pruned it a little late, maybe late May, but all the canes that I didn't touch are doing fine, and I fertilized it just twice. So my question is, well, how do I prune this rose?
Okay. What I do with my roses is I prune them when the baseball season starts, and I use as a target date, I live in New England, so when the Red Sox come to Fenway Park to play baseball for real, that's when I prune my roses. I prune my roses to about 15 to 18 inches. I know the books say 12 inches. I like 15 to 18. There's more branches for more buds to come. And then I prune as the flowers go by. But a good and never in the fall. Only in the springtime, and feed them. Get some food on those roses, Pam, and they will bloom like crazy.